everyone. Welcome to another episode. This is Ro, the podcast dedicated to all my fellow nomads out there. In our 10th episode, we talked a little bit about getting in touch with your true self. And today I want to get into the concept of building a safe container for personal growth. So let's get into it. To understand the concept of building a safe container, let's start here. You are a handmade clay pot. So in the Japanese culture, there is a philosophy called kintsugi, which means to join with gold. It is the Japanese art of repairing broken objects. Traditionally, gold lacquer is used to piece shards together and create a more beautiful object. This fosters the idea that a broken object can be repaired and be made useful again. It symbolizes that despite past failures, imperfections help us break free from the obsession with, well, perfectionism, which essentially causes unnecessary stress and limiting beliefs. Last year in my certification program for life coaching, the co-founder, John Kim, spoke to us about two important aspects of personal growth. He called it the pseudo-self and the solid self. Others might refer to it as the inner critic and the true self. Either way, let me break it down for you. The pseudo-self, or the inner critic, meaning fictitious or pretend, is like a false version of who you are, while the solid self, or the true self, represents your true essence. John Kim used this example of this iconic scene from the movie Fight Club, where Edward Norton starts off as pseudo-self, very lost, depressed, and lonely, and then encounters Brad Pitt, who represents his solid self, and then becomes the catalyst of his own transformation. So imagine this. You are a handmade clay pot, fragile yet sturdy, originally the same color until painted, functional yet beautiful, with a lifespan depending on how it's cared for. So as life goes on, you get chipped away here and there, nothing that the foundation of the clay pot can't handle. But one day, the clay pot has a crack, and your energy is the liquid that the clay pot holds. So the pot is slowly losing its liquid, which is your energy being drained and not getting refilled. This can show up in your life as burnout, depression, or a clouded phase in your life, like unhappiness. Putting your energy into the wrong thing or place can lead to leakage through the crack. Now you have gold lacquer to mend the crack, that gold shiny liquid. That is your solid true self healing you. Whether it's through sports, therapy, hiking, you name it, it mends the crack. As your life goes on, a beautifully shaped clay pot eventually breaks down, it chips, and can even lose its color. But it finds ways to piece shards back together. But here's the twist. Over time, the same piece can chip away and you keep having to fix it. But eventually, there's not enough material to mend it back together completely. So your life, the container, is your clay pot and your energy is the liquid that holds it. To keep your clay pot from chipping away, you have to protect it with various varnishes, adjust the method of cleaning, or even put it away in a display cabinet so people can't touch it. Creating a safe space for your personal growth. So let me explain. We all carry both sides within us, and they're in constant conflict, as I like to call it, a strong or faint tug of war, depending when it shows up. As a coach, my role is to help individuals become aware of these two sides and guide them to pull from their true self versus their inner critic self, which ultimately creates positive ripples and behavior over time. So I'm going to attempt to share a little exercise with you. Take a moment to think about both your inner critic and your true self. What does each side look like in your everyday life? I'll give an example. My true self always advocates for me and my purpose, keeps my expectations realistic, notices the progress, doesn't doubt my dreams. My true self does not doubt my skills in coaching and how I show up for others. I get opportunities to show my coaching skills all around me, whether it's at my waxing appointment, at a doctor's office, or by being introduced to acquaintances through my friends. My true self has the ability to remind me that I have artistic skills and problem-solving strategies, which always proves that I am never really stuck and that I just have to take a few steps back. My inner critic, however, has been telling me how I have no business sending pitch decks and emails to companies and organizations about my services. Then I come to a place where I start doubting all my skills. And then it says things like, "You aren't that great at coaching. What makes you think that someone would even hire you? How do you expect anyone to know about you when you can't even be bothered to put your work out there?" And then we come to a place where I completely doubt whether or not I even want to coach anymore. Maybe I hate it. Well, it is kind of annoying, but if I quit my dreams, then I'd have to get a regular job. But what would that be? Because I don't really have any transferable skills, right? And the negative spiral begins all over again and you spiral some more. Now let's get back to you. Once you've identified a few elements in your life that are pulled from your inner critic and your true self, visualize how things could look different if you were to pull more from your true self. Here's an example. My true self cannot thrive in strict, regimented structure every day. So growing up in school and later at work, you're given this template that was copy and pasted on how to create a quote unquote successful life around a daily routine that in fact was not created for neurodivergent people. So therefore, my true self tells me when it's time to work in the afternoon or when I should work more into the night, which provides me with the freedom to do what I need to do in order to be effective and feel accomplished. My inner critic, on the other hand, tries to pull me down constantly, telling me I'm not good enough, that I have nothing special to offer, that what I know isn't useful to others. It rippled into me delaying my launch of my coaching service. And when I did launch my coaching service, I hated it so much. So there was no relief, no pride, and definitely no clients, which led me into a paralysis of time, imagination, hope, and essentially wasting time. So ask yourself the following. What would be different if I pulled more from my true self? Would I have more confidence? Would I make different choices? Would I handle challenges in a different way? Would I feel any different? Once you've imagined that, I want you to think about this. Try to pick two things you would do differently when pulling from your true self. Try them out for 3-4 weeks. Make the effort to consciously identify when your inner critic is taking over and making decisions for you and you telling it to back off. And take a moment to reevaluate what your true self would do. Notice while practicing that, you can start identifying how that makes you feel, how that changes things for you, and how that makes your day or week different than usual. Now, if and when it's challenging to tap into your true self, which granted will happen in impossible situations of stress, uncertainty, and in coaching, we call that a roadblock. You just take a moment and ask yourself, what is holding me back? It can be situations, people, smells, habits, the overall environment. What triggers that conflict? Because the truth is, sometimes we just have to take a few steps back in order to leap forward. So giving yourself the space to discover and expose what is holding you back are really the first steps to creating your action plan. And let's be fair, we aren't all conditioned to have action plans at all times. So just see it as like a glorified to-do list. There are things you have to do to cross off for the day or the week to move on to the next. And because your plan of action won't be perfect, it will still be an opportunity to create a roadmap for your safe container of personal growth. Before I let you go and practice this for yourself, I want to briefly chat about false beliefs. We all carry beliefs about ourselves that are false and limiting. These beliefs can stem from our childhood, how we were raised, the way we were treated throughout our lives at school or at work, and just the overall lived experiences we've had. In order to have a safe container for personal growth, we must start dissolving these false beliefs so that we can rewrite the narrative. To rewrite that narrative, you have to begin by evaluating the expectations you live by. Let me say that again. You have to begin by evaluating the expectations you live by. Make a list like get a PhD by 25, have 4 children, must do all the laundry on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I have to do X, Y, and Z. Where does your have to's come in? What are like the real life expectations you carry with you? Because once you can identify those expectations, our next step is to start returning what is not yours to own. We often carry other people's blueprints and projections that don't align with our true selves, from cultural expectations to societal ones, just like what your parents wanted for you versus what you truly desire. How much of their expectations do you carry and pull from to this date? What are some of those outdated definitions you've held on to for all these years? Granted, you've also evolved throughout these years. So by creating a safe container and becoming this rare handmade clay pot means letting go of what's not truly yours. So by returning the expectations and starting to live by your own version is you reclaiming your authentic self. If and when you feel like it has stripped you from everything you know, then let's just take some much needed space to rewrite that list, because it's going to be a list for the person it's actually meant for, you. So as we wrap up this episode, I want to remind you that building or rebuilding this beautiful handmade clay pot for personal growth is truly an ongoing process. It requires self-reflection, courage, commitment to your own journey. I encourage you to take the first steps towards that transparency with yourself. By being transparent and doing the introspective work, you can really get down to the root of what those limiting beliefs are. And once you can identify them, you can dissolve those false beliefs. And most importantly, you can return what's not yours to own. Because why should we be living in this world, in this body, with this mind, in this life, based on somebody else's blueprint? So just remember, you have the power to create a life that aligns with your true self. I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode. I hope you found value in our conversation about building a safe space, becoming this beautiful handmade clay pot, and understanding that there are ways to advocate for yourself to have some personal growth. And if you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue exploring, make sure to follow the This Is Ro podcast on your favorite podcast platform. I would be incredibly grateful if you could leave a positive review. Your feedback helps the podcast reach more people who are seeking inspiration, empowerment, and belonging. And if you feel ready to take the next step in your personal journey, or you're seeking some guidance through building your container and being your own clay pot, you can consider exploring coaching, because together we can navigate the unknown and truly unlock that potential. So if you're interested, you can find the details in the show notes. Thank you again. Until next time, this is Ro.